time now for Bible Talk. Join Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw as they open the Bible to deepen our understanding of God's Word.
Hi, and welcome to Bible Talk, where we talk about the Bible and how the Bible affects you today. I'm John Bradshaw.
And I'm Gary Gibbs.
Last couple of times on Bible Talk, Gary, we've been talking about death, the soul, whether it's immortal or not, and we have found out or not. Talking about such subjects which have led us to the place where, well, man, there's more to talk about. Let's flesh this out a bit.
We've seen that man does not possess a naturally immortal soul. We're all mortal. And the only way we get immortality, according to 1 Corinthians 15:54, is we put it on at the resurrection through the gift of Jesus Christ. The spirit is not immortal. The spirit is the breath of life God gives us. So the real question right now, John, that we have before us is, well, where do you go when you die?
I tell you what, in some places they ought to make sure you're really dead. I was reading about a girl in Vietnam. Well, it was really about her dad. The dad had some problem. They took him off to the hospital, pronounced him dead, and put him in the morgue. The next morning, about 8 hours later, she turns up at the morgue to, I don't know what she was going to do, but to see the body or prepare the body or something. And the guy opens his eyes and starts talking to her. Can you imagine having, I'm sure it was a very joyful experience, but probably a little bit unnerving as well.
You don't want to be rushing to the burial in those type of societies. That happened in Romania, too. A guy went into what they believe was a coma, and they didn't get any signs of life. And here they went and had the wake and everything. They viewed the body. And a couple weeks later, they see this guy walking down the street, and he'd never died.
No way.
Yeah. So
that would have given some people something to talk about.
Well, that's
it?
Why we embalm them here in our country.
It's a good idea.
We make sure they're dead, even if we made a mistake. But really, what happens? Where do you go when you die? We read before that the Bible says that you go to sleep. Stephen, in Acts 7, it says he fell asleep. Acts 7:59. Jesus said Lazarus, when he was dead, he was sleeping. But what does that really look like? Where do you go when you die?
Hey, I'm thinking there's other places in the Bible, too. Jesus goes to this little girl's house. The damsel sleepeth, and they laughed him to scorn. Mm-hmm. That's what you find all the way through the Bible. Okay, but the question, where do you go when you die? Where are the dead? What does the Bible say? I think a verse we've looked at once before, Psalm 115, verse 17, says, "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." So wherever the dead are, it's a silent place, and they're not praising the Lord. And I've been to many funerals where the celebrant of the funeral service says, you know, we can be so happy because mama or great-grandpa or daddy or whoever it is in heaven right now, and they're praising the Lord.
When you really think about it, it really wouldn't be that much of a great experience to be up in heaven and looking down at your family and you're going through the turmoil and the trials of this life.
Oh, imagine watching your family going through the Holocaust or a husband watching his wife go through Alzheimer's or stroke or something really yuck. That wouldn't be heaven at all. It'd be kind of like hell, watching your kids sell their bodies or getting strung out on drugs and throwing their lives away, watching that from heaven?
But sleep, on the other hand, is a peaceful rest until the resurrection. That's why it says in Acts 2, verse 29, Peter was speaking. He said, "Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David. He is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day." And in verse 34, "For David did not ascend into the heavens." So Peter says, here's David. If anyone was saved and should be in heaven praising God at that point in time, it should have been David.
Yeah, if you ask...
He's dead and buried.
You ask any Christian, and if you were to ask them and say, well, when you get to heaven, do you expect to see King David there? Every last one of them would say, oh, sure, David will be there. He had some rotten moments, but he was repentant and a man after God's own heart, and he'll be there. But according to the Bible, and you know, one of the things I like about Bible Talk, we're going to point you to the Bible every time. We're pointing you to the Bible, and the Bible is saying that David is not in heaven, but he's dead and buried. You're going to want to get more on this. Our offer, Are the Dead Really Dead? It's a Bible study that you want to get your hands on, beautifully put together, tons of information. Listen at the end of the program for the phone number, the email address, and you be sure to get your hands on a copy of Are the Dead Really Dead?
You know, this is a real controversial topic, John. When I talk to believers of various faiths, If you start talking about death, what happens at death, that you go to sleep, and you are different than the tradition of the church, people get really quite vexed and upset over this.
Oh, yeah, people get really defensive sometimes. And friend, we don't want you to get defensive or upset or whatever. And you say, oh, well, you're telling me my grandma's not in heaven. No, we're not telling you grandma's never going to go. Just sleeping right now, an unconscious sleep, waiting for the resurrection. And we would hope that anyone considering this subject would do so in a sort of a mature way, not a defensive way, not just trying to dig in and defend your positions. Well, I believe this, and my mother believes this, and grandma's believes this, and she's buried out back of our church. Yeah. You know, your grandma'd probably get out of there if she could, you know.
Or out in the backyard. But either way, it becomes a very personal issue, because this is our loved one who's dead, and we have these images in our mind that they're in heaven. You know, and by the way, no one I know at any funeral where it's been preached, none of them go to hell.
No, isn't that something?
None of them go to hell.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Friend of mine, he's a pastor, got to know this woman. Her husband had died. He went to the funeral. The fella preaching the funeral was so happy that another preacher was there, had him sit down on the front row. And I tell you what, he was amazed. This preacher said, this old boy who's dead down there in the casket, never came to church, never saw him around here. We can know that right now he's in hell. And then turned to the grieving mother and the two little girls and said, and you sitting down there going to follow him all the way to hell if you don't start coming to church and repent.
Oh, how terrible.
Pretty straight, eh?
Yeah.
Pretty mean, too, and not exactly what you'd want from a Christian service. So anyhow, that's one out of millions who's been preached into hell.
So there's one in hell.
But generally, all going to heaven.
Absolutely, he's wrong. Here's the question. Where do you go when you die? We've asked that.
Okay.
The Bible asks it in Job 14. This is all you need right here. Job 14, verse 10. But man dies and wasteth away, as the old King James says. Yea, man gives up the ghost. Where is he? Or I like the way it says it in the new King James. Man dies and is laid away. Indeed, he breathes his last. And where is he? Isn't that the question?
Sure. What's the answer?
The answer is this. So man lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, they will not awake nor be roused from their sleep. Hide me in the grave, appoint me a set time, and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? I will wait till my change comes. You shall call, and I will answer you.
That's a great verse. I love that.
So it says he's hidden in the grave. He's asleep. He's sleeping in the grave until an appointed set time when Jesus will call. Then he'll answer and his change will come.
Now tell me why I want to believe that. What's in that for me? If I've been believing that mum is in heaven or my children are in heaven watching over me, you know, these little children's funerals, we love to say, oh, another angel in heaven. Sometimes that seems to be so comforting. What's in it for me to believe like this, that the dead are in the grave sleeping until the resurrection?
Well, what's in it for us is it's Bible truth. Yeah, we don't need to comfort ourselves with unbiblical comfort.
Amen.
Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4, comfort one another with these words. And the words he's referring to is, he says that when Jesus comes, he'll resurrect the dead in Christ. And he says that's where you get your comfort, is the thought that they sleep until the resurrection when Jesus brings them forth. So the comfort that we have, what's in it for us, is knowing Bible truth will save us from deception, because the devil will personate the dead. We see that in the Bible. We see that with the Witch of Endor, with Saul. We ought to study that. We've done it already in Bible Talk. We should do it again. But the devil, the spirits of the dead, work miracles in the last days, Revelation says.
Yeah, so, now that's something that we ought to repeat here. I don't want someone to have missed that point made very quickly. The Bible says there are going to be great, miraculous deceptions in the last days concerning evil spirits and the spirits of the dead. That would be a powerful, powerful deception too, by the way, and we don't want to be party to that. And I would say this, there's more to it for me than just knowing the truth and gaining a little comfort. I think it's better. I think it just works better, even from a reasonable point of view. And we alluded to this before. It would be better to know that your dad who suffered from cancer is sleeping in the grave, rather than your dad who suffered from cancer sitting in heaven, watching all the junk that's going on the earth, and then opening yourself also up to the idea that maybe dad can communicate with me. And I met a lady once, an elderly lady, a very elderly lady, whose husband had recently predeceased her. Well, had recently
she
deceased.
She died.
I shouldn't
he
say.
He died before her.
Yeah, I shouldn't say predeceased, because she wasn't dead. But anyhow, he had died. And you know, she said she found it desperate walking around her house and around their yard. And she would say, if only you would speak to me. You know, I know you are there, but if only you would communicate with me. If only she knew that he was asleep, then that possibility would be eliminated from her mind. She could have peace that he's not just within, just outside of her grasp.
And I met a lady who did talk to her dead husband. When I was a little boy, my father died. And I wondered, why doesn't he talk to us? And then I learned the Bible truth that the dead are sleeping. And they won't always stay asleep. And that's the good news of
Jesus
Christ.
That is good news.
And this is what gives sense to the resurrection. If the dead are already in heaven or in hell, why does Jesus need to come back to this earth and resurrect everyone?
There would be no need for a resurrection.
Now, John, coming back to this Job text, Job 14, verse 15, Job says, I'll wait till my change comes. You know, the Bible tells us when that change will come in 1 Corinthians 15.
It's worth reading those verses. They're powerful verses.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, we'll not all die.
Okay, death is asleep, underscored there.
But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This corruptible has put on incorruption. This mortal has put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Notice, then will be brought to pass the saying. At the last trumpet, when Jesus comes, it's at that point that death is swallowed up in victory, not immediately upon death when you go straight to heaven or hell.
It's pretty easy, I think, to just ask the question and answer it. Has the last trumpet sounded yet? And we know that it hasn't. You talked about another passage that goes right along with this, so I'm going to read it. 1 Thessalonians 4, starting in verse 13. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. The Thessalonians believed that if you died before Jesus came back, mm-hmm. you weren't going anywhere. You were stuck in that condition of death. I jump down to verse 15. This we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. See, the last trump mm-hmm. happens at the second coming. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words.
And we can be comforted because Jesus died on the cross, paid the penalty for our sins, and he broke the fetters, the chains on death. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. And if we accept him as our Savior, we can know that if we die before Jesus comes, we will come up in the resurrection.
I am the resurrection and the life. And remember, if some dead person's already gone to heaven, then they don't even need for Jesus to be the resurrection and the life. But we need Jesus. He is to be our all in all. Thanks for being with us. Join us again next time for more here on Bible Talk. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for, Are the Dead Really Dead? The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. That's P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. Or email us at BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.